Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hi there, welcome to my channel. Now we shall be taking a recap of all the 12 basic signs of zodiac, starting with Aries and going up till Pisces. This is an introduction to it. If you are new to my channel, don't forget to subscribe and share these videos. These are all educational videos, and we shall discuss more deep dive into Navamsha later on. But these are the basic approaches. I've always found it useful to first capture the basic approach. Always have these rules in mind. Ascendant sign, all the significations of the ascendant, where the lord of the ascendant is placed, be it D1, D9, D10, any of the divisional charts. That's the first step. That's what your soul is searching for. Number two, house placement. The sign has the quality of that house. If Aries is placed in fifth house, so the quality of the fifth house now takes on Aries kind of energy. That's why we have to cover it in energetic terms. With respect to the planet or ruler of that house, this assigns the quality to the house. Okay? Whichever sign and whichever house placement, that's what we are talking about. So second is the house placement. So the order in which you cover this is house as the area of life. Fifth house being education, children, your love and romance, that kind of thing, right? Area of life. Sign assigns as a quality and nakshatra as a refinement of that quality. Basic rule, okay? Follow this everywhere. Because as we tend to go deeper and deeper into astrology, we tend to forget some basic rules. The fourth step is check the relationship between the houses 2, 12, 3, 11, 4, 10, which I've already covered in this playlist, okay? That comes the fourth step. So follow this step-by-step approach, and we will never go wrong in our approach to handling the natal or the Navamsha or the Jaimini Karakas, which will come later on. All right. Let's talk about the 11th sign of Aquarius, the magical sign. The sign in which all magic happens in terms of what you desire, long-term desires, Aquarius, is where magic happens. Don't think here about logic. It happens by magic, not by logic. Isn't that a little poetic? So it's a Mool Trikon sign of Saturn, because Saturn is a storehouse of everything. Saturn loves to store things. So does Rahu. It is ruled by two rulers, both of which are interested in storage. That's why it is the gains of everything. Very important sign to focus on, considering the age we are living in and what kind of things are happening in the world right now, and maybe even in your life, because Aquarius stands for social media, electronic gadgets, all obsessions about money, fame, showing off things which you are not. That's why it's called a liar, in the sense you are showing off something that you are not. And we shall see this with the ascendants as we go along. It is co-ruled by Saturn and Rahu. Now you have to know the little story behind Rahu is he was trying to show off something that which is he was not. He was a demon trying to show himself like an angel. So therefore it can become the sign of showing yourself to be what you are not. Also, it wanted to gain at all costs. So it is a magic which helps you gain things in life. Physical things, remember it's a malefic, so focuses on things, not on people. Gaining by hook or by crook is Rahu. So he wants to gain things, doesn't matter at what cost. Okay? And because he was deprived of something which he was entitled to, that theme plays out in Aquarius wherever the sign is falling. Let's start from the beginning. Aquarius is a humanitarian sign. It is a very independent sign. It is very friendly, very progressive, very unorthodox. Unorthodoxy comes from the Rahu aspect. Progressive comes from the Rahu aspect. It does not want to do what the gods are telling them to do. it will go against everything mainstream. Although there is a link with the ninth house, which I shall cover in the ascendants. Ninth house is mainstream. 11th house is where everything unmainstream. Okay. This is a little deeper to understand, but we shall dive into it. They are inventive. Everything that is electronic, software industry, technology is Aquarius. This is the age of Aquarius. They are idealists at the maximum level. Fulfillment of all long-term desires lands here, because Rahu was desirous of immortality. They are highly creative. All electronic gadgets, your phones, your laptops, your PCs, whatever you're watching this video on is Aquarius. Finding shortcuts is Rahu. It wanted the quick way to immortality, right? That's the mythology that goes there. There are expectations of people around you, because it's the 11th house. What do people expect out of you, and what do you gain from them is Aquarius. Sign of little untrustworthy friends and influences, you might have that going on. Okay. You're interested in gains and salary and income. This is very crucial. Wherever Aquarius is landing in your chart, you're interested in gaining something there. Or you could be earning your living by focusing what's in your sign of Aquarius and natal Navamsha. We shall see that in a little bit. This could become a source of your income, because the energy of Rahu is there by default, and it could be a very strong area of focus for you. And these people, if they have a strong Aquarius and a strong Rahu and dispositor as well, then they could do very well on social media, in podcasting, in networking, in social circles. Another dominant quality of Aquarius is their OCD, obsessive compulsive disorders, about whatever area of the house Aquarius sign falls in. They are highly adaptable to situations, places and people, because there is a presence of Rahu energy here. Rahu is very dynamic, very adaptable, very shrewd, very cunning, can change faces, can change appearances. Rahu is also about photography. Aquarius people, if they have got strong presence in social media, these are the ones who will put up all kinds of pictures. Let it be food bloggers, you know, let it be taking selfies, travel blogs, vlogs, podcasters. All of them come under the sign of Aquarius. Therefore, planets here take on the energy of getting all your focus onto that planetary significations, but in a way that is very unorthodox, unorganized. Rahu has a habit of collecting junk. Saturn has a habit of storing things. Rahu has a habit of collecting all kinds of junk, being very messy in that house, in that area of life. Wherever Aquarius sits, that area of your life is quite messy. It's not organized. So one of the remedies could be start organizing things in that area. Collecting junk. Rahu is junk. Relating to the planet and sudden changes relating to it or that particular house, wherever house lands. It is a malefic. It focuses on fame, money and riches. All of these are things. This is not life energy. These are articles. These are things related to it. That's the malefic. That's the only thing between malefics and benefics you got to dominantly understand. One is focused on life energy part of it. Other is focused on just the things part of it, or ideas part of it, or the mathematics part of it. So Aquarius works for that. Fame, money, riches and showing off. That's why it is photography, showing off things which are not, especially these days with all the AI floating around. By hook or by crook, I will get it by any means, by cheating, making enemies, telling lies, taking unnecessary loans, whatever it is. By hook or by crook, think of like the sixth house aspects where Rahu does very well, because by debts, by making enemies or by outright war, but I have to have it. That's the OCD factor. Aquarius, wherever it is, you have to have it. You're not concerned about life energy there. You just have an obsession about that, cannot let go. If you want to know where your Aquarius is and why you're obsessed about certain things, watch out for Aquarius and Rahu. It's that simple. Saturn with Rahu. Remember, Saturn stores everything. Rahu collects all the junk. Collection. Both are about collection, storing, and not letting go. That's why you call it gains. Well, gains might not necessarily be in terms of a bank balance. Gains in every sense. Okay, whatever Rahu wants. Depends upon that dispositor. Which energy is Rahu absorbing from? So always remember this about Rahu Ketu. Rahu Ketu, first thing you got to observe is the house it is sitting in. It will be obsessed about the matters of that house. And then it will take on the color of whatever sign it is sitting in. And third, and not the least, it will depend upon the strength of how the dispositor is. Means if it is sitting in the house of Gemini or Virgo, you need to see the condition of Mercury, whether it's exalted, debilitated, then it will work that powerfully. Okay, if the dispositor itself is debilitated, then it won't have much of an effect. You got to remember these three things, three kind of rules. First the house aspects, then the sign qualities, and then the dispositor. That's how Rahu will function. It doesn't have a personality of its own. It's living on borrowed personality. So is Ketu. They always have an eye on the rewards in Aquarius. What am I gaining from this? Extreme focus in this regard. Rahu is extreme focus. Ketu is the opposite, extreme detachment. So Rahu in this sign of Aquarius gets very focused on what it wants to do, what it wants to achieve. Not wanting to give away wealth. Everything is a storehouse in Aquarius. I want to take it, I want to keep it, not wanting to give it away anywhere else. Whereas the next sign, it has to give away everything, right? Pisces, we shall see that next. Unorthodox styles of working, always having eye on rewards, gains, and extreme focus in this regard. Not wanting to give away wealth, holders of all kinds is Aquarius. Wherever Aquarius sign falls in your chart, you're holding stuff there. Your desire is to be OCD about that. You can even make that profession if you want to make it a good one. Saturn and Rahu both store, do not give away. This is why Saturn has trouble from third place from itself. One of the reasons, as I see it, because the sign of Saturn is essentially Capricorn, Mool Trikon is Aquarius. Third from Capricorn is Pisces, where it has to give away everything, which Saturn does not like. Saturn loves to store and Pisces is all about giving away. This is why third place from Saturn has difficulty. Third place from Saturn is where you give away things, whatever you have stored. Knowledge, wealth, money, relationships, take it any area of life. And so let's take the Karakas, this yellow box over here, and place it in Aquarius with these qualities. And remember to focus on the things aspect of everything. For example, Sun in Aquarius will want respect, power, position, will want to deal with the government, will want authority, with very management obsessed people. You can see them all over LinkedIn, for example. But they are not interested so much about intelligence and everything else. It is obsessed about that relationship. Rahu is obsessed about that relationship. Sun in Aquarius is obsessed about father. Moon in Aquarius might be obsessed about land, food, water, land, home and property, because these are the things aspect of the moon. Not so much interested in the emotion part of it. I'm interested in home and property. Rahu in fourth house becomes obsessed about home and property. And has a messy one. See, Rahu makes mess about everything. Accumulates junk in the house. Fourth house. So it is interested in that. It might be interested in psychology, counseling. Might be obsessed with the mother. Rahu in fourth house or Rahu in Cancer. With Mars sitting in Aries or Scorpio. More so Scorpio will deal with as Ketu in Aries. It is obsessed with weapons of all kinds. Kitchens, knives. Might be interested in culinary arts, cooking, even in Moon. Might be interested in logic and focus. Now, Mars and Rahu, remember I told you Rahu is all about focus. With Mars, who is logical and focused, these people end up becoming techies. Extreme amount of focus, mathematical and logical. So is Mercury. Might become obsessed about communication, technical intelligence and all kinds of techie intelligence, engineers, doctors, anything technical line, they can be very good at in the house of Mercury, Gemini, Virgo. In Jupiter, it all becomes obsessed about rules, knowledge, policy making, judicial systems, banking, institutions, academia, all the aspects, it might become obsessed about that. Also, it might become obsessed about gurus, teachers, professors. Rahu in 7th house with Jupiter, Sagittarius there, might become have love affairs with your teacher. See? Obsession about the individual there. In Mercury, it might be obsession about kids, little kids. Because Mercury is a Karaka of children. Venus, it might become obsessed about spouse if it is sitting in Taurus or Libra. Rahu with Venus, in the house of Venus, might become obsessed about spouse. Will do anything, extreme amount of focus on the spouse. Ketu is just the opposite, it will detach you from the spouse in the houses of Venus. Will detach you from that. Venus is also for wealth, so Rahu does very well in Taurus, typically. The reason being, it's a house of wealth now. Venus is a Karaka of wealth, so Rahu loves it. All things related to face, luxury, cosmetics. It might even be obsessed about the individual, which is the spouse, Saturn. Obsessive compulsive about work itself, workaholics. Saturn sitting in Aquarius or in Capricorn will become obsessed about work, daily work. About status and fame. Saturn is about status, we saw that in Capricorn. Wants to achieve that social status in workplace. That's one of the things of Saturn. It might become obsessed about things buried underground, oil, minerals, so might make go into oil and gas industry or go into jewelry making sort of or service industry. May become obsessed about old people. Capricorn in the 7th house and Rahu sitting there might have love affairs with elderly people, people older than him and from foreign lands. And remember all of these Karakas which we just covered. Rahu is interested in everything foreign, not native to the land or the state you are born in. In India, foreign might even mean born in Gujarat and doing something in Karnataka, for example. Foreign means place where you are born in, not necessarily just the country. So Rahu might have affairs with elderly people from foreign lands. In the sign of Capricorn, in the 7th house, for a Cancer ascendant, for example. Okay, these are just random examples. Keep this in mind as we go forward. Rahu is also the Karaka, that's why, of photography, because it is showing something which you are not. All photographs are false illusions because life is dynamic. You see a person on a photograph and you see a person meet them physically. Why does it feel different? Because a photograph is an illusion. It's just a frozen moment in time. It does not give you the real picture. It does not give you the energies of the individual, which you might perceive realistically. Because Aquarius is interested in things, not in the life energy. Let's look at the ascendants. For the Aries ascendant, Aquarius happens in the 11th house itself, the natural 11th house. What does Aries ascendant want? It wants to lead, it wants to go as a leader. It's most obsessed in the ascendant with leadership and starting new things. Now, Aquarius can make social media and engagement with social media a profession because it's in the house of social media, Aquarius now. 11th house is the house of social media presence, your community presence. Gains can be made if Aries initiates something new in social media. You see what I'm saying? You have to tie in points like this. But where is it going to get knowledge from this? Focus on the 11th house from the 11th house. Okay, 11th place, which is the 9th house, Sagittarius. Focus on the Sagittarius aspect. Aries ascendant, if they learn higher knowledge, cultivate a higher learning about social media and how where it needs to be initiated currently in the current times, being current about it, can make a good name and fame for themselves in the social media. If you take the Taurus ascendant, It wants to have all kinds of gains. Taurus is interested in gaining resources, wealth, food, money, speech. And so it wants to gain all the fame and all the wealth in their profession. The only goal of a Taurus ascendant with regard to profession is to have gains, is to show off something which they are not. Taurus ascendants will try to show off more than what they have, okay, as in status, as in name and fame. That's Taurus ascendant. But where will they get this more? They need to study about the deep hidden meanings. They need to do research on all kinds of topics related to occult science, any kind of research topics. 8th house is the house of research, traditional Scorpio. If they do research about their profession and about how to have gains, they will get better at it. 11th place, always check Sagittarius for what to learn and what to do in which area of houses in order for this to be successful. For Aquarius to be successful, the Bhavad Bhavam, we shall see more of this later. Also, check the position of Rahu, for example. If Rahu is in 5th, they need to educate themselves and do research more in the area of whatever they need to gain in, wherever Mercury is placed in. This is how you connect the dots. If Rahu is placed in 5th for Taurus, meaning it's obsessed about the areas of the house. For example, education, kids, romance, speculative gains. Now, depending upon where Mercury is sitting in, if Mercury is sitting in 10th house in Aquarius itself, it wants to have that unconventional communication as a means of gains. Tie the dots like that. Okay. For a Gemini ascendant, Aquarius has landed in the 9th house. A Gemini ascendant will claim to know more or show off things more than they know about religion and spirituality. This is the house of faith, house of religion and spirituality, 9th house. They will want to talk about, because Gemini is a talkative person, they will want to talk a lot about religion and faith as though they are knowing a lot of knowledge, but they aren't. You see, the pretentious side, showing off what you are not, is also Aquarius. They can do well as professional philosophers speaking about what is going on here, especially if Rahu is sitting in the 8th house, speaking on occult matters. These are the kind of gurus who tend to speak a lot. Somebody told me in the comments, I heard gurus speak a lot. Well, this is why. They might be Gemini, not necessarily Sagittarius. But where do they need to educate themselves? Gemini needs to educate themselves about others first. 7th house as the house of others. In order for them to make this a good profession, they need the knowledge or higher knowledge about others. For a Cancer ascendant, they need to learn all about occult and mysticism. Astrology, for example, palmistry, for example, Reiki, tarot card reading. Because Aquarius is now gone to the house of darkness, the king of darkness has gone to the house of darkness. Everything hidden. They can be very good at making that a profession, Cancer ascendants. Also, because Scorpio is sitting in the 5th house of transformation, whenever they learn lots of things about transformation, make it their daily work, because the 9th sign of Sagittarius has now gone to the 6th house. If Capricorn ascendants make daily work about occult and mysticism, they will do very well. But you need to have a knowledge about it. You need to first work through, slog through all the aspects of daily work and gain knowledge in order to make that a profession. For Leo ascendants, it has landed in the house of spouse, in the house of others, in the house of partnership. So what is Leo interested in? Fame. I want fame with others. In order to do this, what do they need to do first? They need to educate themselves in what people are interested in educating themselves about, because this is a house of education. And Sagittarius, knowledge of higher knowledge is sitting here. They need to educate themselves about all kinds of aspects relating to the collective, because they are interested in fame, and fame only comes from the collective. You see? So they need to educate themselves about the collective. And they can make this a profession. They could even become good counselors, relationship counselors. This is a house of love, and this is the house of spouse. Leo ascendants could make this a profession. Relationship counselors, for example. Virgo ascendants. Now Aquarius has come in the house of daily work. Now Virgo itself is a house of daily work, and Aquarius has come. So they can be very obsessive, compulsive workaholics. This is what Virgo ascendant should be careful about. They can be so obsessed, get up in the morning and think all about health. Because sixth house is also the house of health. These are the yoga fitness gurus, you know, fitness, dietitians. Why? Their mind is focused on health aspects all the time. This becomes an area of focus in your life, Aquarius. In order to do that, here's the funny thing Virgo ascendants could do. They can educate themselves about food and water, about herbs, because Virgo is also the house of herbs, herbal medicine. Educate themselves from home, fourth house Sagittarius, about these matters. First, they need education about these matters. They need education about emotional body. Fourth house is emotional body. And then Virgo will do well if they make a profession about health and fitness, about being a yoga teacher, about being a Reiki teacher. Not so much Reiki unless Rahu is placed here, okay, in the 8th house. If you want more occult and mysticism, Rahu in 8th house or 12th house will make better ones. Just remember that. For the Libra ascendant, Aquarius has gone to the 5th house, the house of speculative gains. Libra ascendant is always interested in speculative gains, winning lotteries, connecting with the children, everything to do with children and causes of children, everything to do with relationships. But Libra ascendant is dominantly about Venus, as in relationships, as in others, as in everything to do with others, 7th house. One-to-one relationship with others is Libra. Okay, so what does Libra ascendant need? Relationships. It has gone about relationships. It has gone to the house of love now, Aquarius. Romance, romantic love, partnerships. Now, Libra can make teaching about relationships. Fifth house is the house of education. Teaching about love and relationships, because that's his dominant ascendant focus. By gaining and developing skills related to that area, relating to relationships. Teaching and counseling about relationships by educating themselves. Sagittarius is education and higher knowledge. Educate yourself, first develop the skill sets. Understand your friends and neighbors and everybody around you, because that's where you will get it, third house, Sagittarius. And take them to this area, and then you can make this a mainstream profession. You'll gain a lot of money from it, because Aquarius, like we said, is interested in gains, right? All of us are, in some different ways though. Scorpio, it has landed in the fourth house, in the house of home, mother, family, homeland. So for a Scorpio ascendant, his or her dominant focus is always the home and homeland affairs. What's happening in my local community? What's happening in my homeland? They cannot get themselves out of this obsession of homeland. A Scorpio ascendant is very focused on their homeland. This is why these nakshatras, for example, Vishakha, Anuradha, Jyeshtha, they end up doing things in law enforcement, protective about the homeland, Scorpio. Why? The obsession is more on the home front, whatever is on the local front. Or if Rahu is sitting here, whatever is happening in the foreign lands. If Rahu sits here, then it becomes about foreign lands. If Rahu is not here, somewhere else, may not be so much so. But what profession can be made about homeland? For a Scorpio ascendant, Sagittarius is in the second house. So it's about speech. It's about food. It's about water, food, and wealth and resources. So if Scorpio wants to make this a mainstream profession, where it is getting lots of gains as a career path, it needs to focus on studying about food, about wealth, about how to make wealth for the masses. So you might be teaching about stock market, for example, local wealth pertaining to the local land, how to make wealth, educate yourself about it. Once you gain that higher education, you can come and bring it to the local masses as your mainstream career to make yourself gains and success. For Sagittarius, now it goes in the house of skills. They are obsessed about their skill sets, about their younger siblings, about their neighbors and friends. Sagittarius cannot get out of that obsession. It's a compulsive thing for them. But what needs to happen? They need to educate about that particular area, about research and educate yourself, become a higher person yourself with the siblings, neighbors, friends, skill sets and so on. You can develop skill sets about it, and then you can make teaching about skill sets, teaching about communication and writing, that could be a profession. Because speaking has the house of Capricorn work, so you can speak about skill sets if your knowledge is high enough. You see how I'm connecting the dots? Capricorn is in end. Now it is in second house, Aquarius. Capricorn will love to show off or take pictures of their face, which they are typically not, because second house is the house of face, showing off what you are not on social media. 11th house is in second house. But they need to educate themselves about spirituality. They are very nitpicky about religion, as we saw in Virgo. If they get out of that and cultivate a higher knowledge of spirituality, they can teach that, they can speak about that as a source of mainstream gaining wealth. Aquarius itself. Now you have to cultivate all knowledge about yourself in order to bring it to others. Why? Because it is in the first house. But what does Aquarius need? It needs to change itself. It tends to hide a lot. King of Darkness. 11th house has the sign of Sagittarius. So it needs to educate itself about the masses, have a higher understanding about the masses. What drives that name and fame for the other person? Needs to educate themselves about this in order to gain wealth, in order to teach it to the masses. Pisces is a net, now 11th sign, has gone to the 12th house. And the house of career has got Sagittarius in it. So for a Pisces ascendant, which is all about giving away stuff selflessly, I surrender to God. That's Pisces' motto, because it's in the ascendant. I want to give away stuff. So they need to have a career path in spirituality. They are obsessed with spiritual stuff, Pisces ascendant, because there is Aquarius there. But they need to educate themselves in a proper way about status, about fame, about career. So Pisces ascendant can actually become a very good career counselor, because it's trying to give away its secrets to others, and that can be the main source of career. It can be very transformative. How to transform your career? Scorpio is sitting in the 9th house. So focus on the 9th and 10th house, higher education, about career, and teaching it to others as a mainstream career path in order to make money. Because remember, Aquarius was all about making money. Okay. Next, we shall see the last sign of Pisces. In the meantime, take care and be safe.